pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I've got a couple additions to the agenda tonight. I will be giving a little bit of a solar update. And then we've also got a letter towards the back of our packet about...
Yes, I would like to address that.
Yeah, so...
50?
Yeah, so very, on our new write-up, it's a deputy... that's on behalf of the United States Police K-9 Association. They've got some training coming up at Cross Lake on March 28th and 29th. They're going to be, well, maybe I, not yet. I'm getting ahead of myself. So that's just an addition onto that. So we'll talk about that in a little bit, too.
I need a motion.
I make a motion. Okay. I make a motion to accept the adjusted consent agenda. Or no, is that for...
Or no, that'll be the minutes. Or
this is for the addition. Okay, I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And
open forum.
Consent.
Anybody have anything to say yet? We'll have another chance later. Okay, now we've got the consent agenda.
I thought I had a question on something. Anyways, I'll make a motion to accept the adjusted consent agenda.
I second.
We have a motion with a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. That brings us down to new business. Let's see, and that goes to page 32. And that's the appointments.
And I gave you a fresh sheet because I had left out the feasibility committee.
I've got that one here.
Yep, okay.
I think we've all got... No, Mark doesn't have his...
What did you have?
That's right.
There. Yeah, so I think the one thing we need to talk about on that is the official newspaper.
Yeah.
We need to vote on that one. And we have a bid from Crosby Courier and the Pine and Lakes Echo Journal also. We've had, my opinion, we've had Crosby for a while, for quite a while. She really treats us well. She gives us, she covers a lot of our events.
Yeah.
And really puts us out there.
A couple full pages down there.
Yeah, and she's really.
A little bit more expensive, but yes, I would like to make a motion to stay with the Crosby Ironton Courier.
A second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, with that, can we just pass the appointments with one motion then after this?
I think the resolution after this.
Yes, I'd like the resolutions to be separate. And is there any discussions? You know?
Oh.
You've all, I mean...
Is everybody good with what it looks like?
Didn't we used to have more on the forestry committee? There's somebody else on there that's not there anymore.
Less, I think.
Less, Tiger, yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, so then,
do you want to try recruiting a fourth person for that?
If you'd like us to try,
really
we certainly can.
How often do they run?
Well, when we had a lot of problems with the logging, when they were logging very heavily here 4 or 6 years ago or something like that, we did have two different meetings with the county. Yeah, I guess at this point it's not something that's that critical.
Hey, Tony. I don't know what happened. Yeah. Do you want to at least listen? Oh. Okay. Let me get things
technical
going.
Technical difficulties.
I'm going to put you on speaker here.
Okay.
So you're on the 5 o'clock one or the 6 o'clock?
No, I'm on the 5 o'clock. I stayed on that one, but it said it bumped me off, but I could get back on. I just had to push this, and my side came back up. And it just says underneath there, says, hi, Tony Boyd. Someone will let you in shortly.
There you are.
There you are.
Okay, I'm going to hang up.
Yeah. Okay, great. Great. Good. Thank you.
There she is.
All right, here we go.
Are you in, Tony? Hello?
Hello? Hi, everybody.
All okay, right. Good.
Good. How are
you? Well, let's see.
A motion to accept all mayor appointees for 2026.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that echoing? Okay. Can you mute yourself, Tony, and then unmute when you want to talk?
The sound on my end is really bad. It's kind of warped and it kind of comes and goes.
Let me unplug it for a minute. Okay, you probably can't hear us now, can you? Oh. Can you hear us now?
It's still kind of bad.
I don't know what to say. Can you mute? And then unmute when you talk.
You talk. Let me see here.
It's up. On the right, kind of. Right, next to the camera, there's a mic.
Okay.
I'm
muted and unmuted.
No, keep it muted till you talk. Because then you can still hear us, right?
We're still here, not a record. Okay.
Yep.
No, yeah, but I unplugged this.
We still have what?
Yeah. I'm not IT.
Yep.
That's very distracting.
Can you still hear us? Yeah, she can't because my microphone is muted. So do you think if I mute this one and plug that one in?
And it's not going to work. The sound comes and goes. I did like the beginning.
How about now?
The sentence and it says totally.
Then it goes away. Wait a minute, it hops in and out. Okay. There's something wrong with the sound.
Okay. I'm sorry. We'll have IT look at it for next month. Unless you want to call on the phone and at least listen and participate in discussions.
Well, why don't we mute it, listen to her on the phone, and she can still see? I don't know.
I can't hear anything right now.
Oh, because I have the mic.
Okay,
The sound is horrible.
I can't make out what anybody is saying.
The sound is horrible. How about now? Can you hear us on the phone okay?
Oh, that's bad. Yeah. I don't think it's going to work.
Well, let's keep
her on the phone. Can you hear us on the phone all right, Tony?
No, the sound keeps coming and going. You know what, you guys, I'm going to let you go. Otherwise, I'm just holding up the meeting, and I'm really sorry. Thank you so much for trying.
Thank you. Sorry, Tony.
Thank you, Barry. Thanks for trying.
Yes.
I'll talk to you tomorrow sometime, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye,
guys.
All right. I think we're still at mayoral appointments. If everybody's good with that, I guess I'd like a motion.
I'll make the motion for the mayoral appointments.
All right.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Then last year we did have separate motions for the two resolutions.
All right. We can do that also.
I'll take that.
Make a motion to pass resolution 2026-01, resolution authorizing the mayor, acting mayor, and clerk treasurer signatory power of the city of 50 Lakes. Whereas at First Western Bank, First National Bank, Pioneer River State Bank shall be their investment funds for the city of 50 Lakes.
All right, I have a motion. Do I have a second? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right.
One question. How about for the, what's that new investment that we're doing through the state?
4M.
4M? Does that require any signatures?
That's a good question.
No, it was all taken, I mean, that was all taken care of already, but if there is something further, I'll bring it back to you.
Okay.
But I do need a motion for the resolution 202602 for EFT transactions.
And, well, you wanted them separated, I thought.
Right, so there's two motions.
Make a motion we pass resolution 2026-02, resolution to adopt electronic fund wire transfer policy for the 50 Lakes.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right, very good. Then it comes on to me. With planning and zoning, we didn't have any
past the fee schedule, too.
That was included in your.
Okay, we didn't have any staff meet or no meeting last month. But, Mike Milbrath and Fred Strohmeyer, they both, their terms expired, and we had two vacancies on Friday, January 9th. We interviewed Daniel Wright, Joni Flegel, and Belinda Urich. And out of that, we appointed Daniel Wright and Joni Flegel to be on the board with Belinda Urich as an alternate. So that's kind of what went on with that.
We need a motion for that, too.
Oh, so I need a
second motion.
All right, yeah, I'll use it as a motion. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right, then we need the approval of the zoning fees. I spoke with Bethany yesterday. She was happy with the numbers. Yeah, she said possibly next year we'll maybe increase it a little bit, but we're okay this year still.
All right, I'll make a motion we accept the planning and zoning fee schedule for 2026.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, that brings us to parks, which I don't think there's a whole lot going on there.
Well,
so
we have a letter from Joe Radman asking for a leave of absence until he finishes his fellowship this summer.
Yep.
Is he requesting that fall under parks? And
yeah, so that comes into fire and rescue, which is what we're on right now.
That's what I thought, because it was the next page.
Yeah. So we need a motion on that to accept Jill's leave of absence.
That was a motion.
Oh, all right. Then we need a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Can we go up to just technical that we need to schedule a meeting that you and I need to go to?
Right, a business meeting with the
yep.
fire department. Yep. So we'll get that scheduled.
Are you going to come in February like normal, or are you going to come to our second January meeting?
I think whatever is recommended for the business aspect.
January 15 days from now.
That's your business meeting, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
January 28th or February 25th?
I'd like sooner than later.
Yeah.
Okay.
January, what was that again, Jess?
28th. 28th. Got seven.
Got seven. Okay, I'm gonna write that in.
Okay, thank you.
That's gotcha. All right, very good. Then we need to approve the resolution 2026-3, 2025 Crow Wing County Hazard Mitigation Plan. And I will make that a motion.
Yeah, Jesse did the legwork on that, but yeah, I'll second that motion.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I think Ann did more work than I did.
Do you have anything for us, sir, Jesse?
Last month we had one player call and five medical calls. I don't know if Ann passed around our year-end numbers there at the end.
Yeah.
Yep. Had any questions on them at all? It was kind of a slower year, I guess.
No.
Compared to other years, I guess.
Probably like that.
Which isn't bad. It's not bad at all, right? Yeah, this year we had 49 total calls, 70 total with all the meetings and everything too, but other years were closer up in the 80s or 90s even, but a little less calls this year. It didn't seem like we were less busy, but
yeah,
it seemed like we were busy enough, but yeah, any questions on the calls that we have or anything else there? We're working on getting all those grants filled and things ordered, and Phil will be here tomorrow at our meeting to measure up to get some more gear, and some of that gear has showed up, so we're getting there. Kind of a slow process, but it's getting there.
Do you have Caleb Jones' information? Because I'll need to forward that to Phil.
Yes, I have his contact information, yes.
I think he's the only addition for 25, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he qualifies for a full year yet.
I know, but we have to get him on the scheduling for on the SC form. I just talked a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
And I was just with Jordan Larson. Anyway, yeah. If somebody's got his personal stuff, come on.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Okay.
Send it to me, or I'll come down and probably do it here. It's easier.
Okay. Yep. For sure.
But I know just there are statements that are close.
Okay. I don't have anything else. You guys don't have anything else or any questions?
No, I'm good.
Sweet.
Yeah. That was a quick time in the hot seat.
So did we pass that mitigation?
We did.
Okay, then we go on to roads with Mark here.
Okay, we met with a couple of folks, I don't recall their names, from
Kevin and Marlene
from Manhattan Beach, and they came up with some new numbers for grading and plowing and mowing and...
There's a new one in your stack of stuff?
Yeah.
Chester wanted to include mowing the ditches on Northgate Lane.
Also be an additional $250 for each section then, Chester. So we'll charge him $250 to do the Meyer Lake section and $250 to do the
Northgate
Lane.
Quarter of a mile, but it's a quarter of a mile section, so we're hoping to get. When they were here, they agreed to $250 on Meyer, but he said he wants Northgate mowed also. But there's a lot of trees that were way too big to mow, so I'd have to bring somebody in and cut the trees first. So he said, we'll talk about that in the spring when you're ready to mow. I'll get somebody over there and cut the trees. Last week, the power line company sent somebody out, and they even cut and brush out everything.
Yeah,
so now we can mow without having to. It's open, ready to go.
I wonder how, if they didn't cut it down tight, if it's
they used to go on a skid loader, and yeah, they were down in dirt. and chopped it all up.
So do they still need some mowing then, even after the power line people?
Well, yeah, now we can mow it. The trees are out, so now we can mow it and
mow it and maintain it from now on.
So in the pile of additions then, and I have it up here, Chester. I had sent Marlene the proposal. It didn't include the mowing on Northgate because the trees weren't gone yet. And I had said, please note, this has not gone to council for full approval. Well, they took it to their council, all approved except for one no, very strong opposed. So, and then a question, has there been a contract for Northgate Lane snow removal? No, we don't have a contract. We just invoice them. So then I guess what I would recommend on this then is that we take off the calcium chloride. They don't want it. They want the first three, the plowing, grading, and mowing of Meyer Lake Road. They don't want the calcium chloride. And then include the mowing of the ditches at 250 and then take it back to them and see what they say on the mowing. Okay. And then I guess my question to you is, are you fine with just invoicing them? And they sign the, yeah. We don't need a full contract, do we?
We've been doing it that way forever. As a gentleman's, it was a gentleman's agreement. We cashed it out. We agreed on some numbers, and it's all. I don't think we need to have a written contract. If they do, that's fine. But I think we just invoice them and.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they signed this, as you can see. So. Well, we can certainly sign it to
get it back with the updated. They just because they jumped the gun on it doesn't make it our problem. So we just give a revised deal there.
Yeah. So everybody's good with that if I send it back that way. Okay. And then I don't know if you want to update them on if you saw we're having a meeting with the city of Emily on January 27th.
I saw that.
Yeah.
So we'll kind of use a similar numbers. That's this is a half mile, and that's
8:30 in the morning. 8:00 in the morning.
8:30.
8:30 for Emory on the 27th. Yeah.
And the discussions on that are for the portion of Buhite Road that we maintain, but it's owned by the city. Just so these guys know.
Okay. I need a. Motion on that, I guess. We should get a motion.
Yep. Yes, the motion would have to be we'll send this back to them to have them agree on the new, without the calcium chloride, but the addition of 250 for Northgate.
Right, and I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Good question.
Cool.
Isn't there a chunk on Emerald Lane that Emily owns too?
Mm-hmm. The blacktop.
There's a little chunk of blacktop there. Yeah. I don't know if that needs to be added into anything.
No, they take care of that themselves. They plow it, they do it, they mow it.
Do they?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right, let me go over to Randy on the liquor store there.
Okay. But, first of all, the profit and loss statement in your packet comparing the 2024 year to date to 25, so we stayed in the black, which is good. Numbers are off a little bit going into 2016, but we'll approach that when it gets there. So, and did you say there was some additional monies not showing up in here that maybe I misunderstood you?
No.
Would that be the reimbursements we got?
I'm sorry, the checking account. Yes, you'll see in your treasurer's report, the checking account was down just over $3,000, but now it's up because I got two reimbursements for the grant, and 65% of it was the bars. So I think I probably receded $50,000-$60,000 into the bar, and then the other 35% into the city. So Gary just had noticed the checkbook was really low.
Yeah.
So we're good now. Yeah.
And I mean, our profit isn't that great this year, but we had a lot of repair work we had done, and I think that hit our bottom line pretty heavily on that. I mean, we had to replace the furnace and the freezer, and I mean, that just really struck our bottom line hard, so, you know.
Is there a way we can identify that and rather than take it, the brunt of it?
Well, on stuff like that, don't we depreciate that?
Yes, the freezer did not hit the P&L. Because that's depreciated. But the repair, there is not a capital expenditure. So that has to hit the P&L. And it, only half of it hit. Because they require a credit card for it. So the other half will hit January when the credit card bill comes. After I did this, it really bothered me because last December we had a profit. So I sat at home and kind of went over things, and it boils down to not enough receipts and too much labor. And, you know, too much cost too. Our food costs are up because now our menu is bigger. And labor costs, you know, which rightfully so, all the bartenders got a nice bump. And granted, you don't have your liquor manager, but you've kind of dispersed not all of the wage, but part of the wage out. But I really want to work on this and make it better. January started out phenomenal. New Year's Day was off the charts, best we've ever had. We brought back the big Bloody Mary just for the day. And it happened to be meat raffle bingo, horse races, and I've never seen the place ever on New Year's Day that busy. So I went back to 2015 because that's the last time it happened, I think, and no way near what we did. Mm-mm. So I think it's planning these things and getting it out there, and so then that whole weekend was good because we had snow.
Well, and that's what I wonder with the lunches. You said the menu is considerably larger.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have the same lunch crowd all the time, or does it vary quite a bit?
You know, it varies. If we have construction workers around, they're pretty steady. And there's a group, Mike Herman and his son, and a group, they come in, I think it's every Tuesday or Wednesday now. It's just getting it out there. Like when I went over to fill the water, there's a couple sitting at the bar by the well, and I recognize them. And they said, are you the cook? And I said, no, I'm not, but Patty's back there, she's the cook. And they said, man, your food has improved so much. And I go, thank you, we've been working really hard on it. And if you ever have anything that's not satisfactory, please let us know. They said, it's so nice to swing in here and get a good, quick meal. So, and our BLT is their favorite.
And I think the more we have it, the more it's gonna mm-hmm. hopefully expand, you know.
Yeah. It's just hard this time of year because you don't know. You don't know how to schedule, you don't know how to order. And we're just hoping for the best for January.
I was gonna say that there was a group of snowmobilers that were in here on New Year's Day. They had not been here before, and they were like, this is an amazing place. And they couldn't, and they got some of the blue.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's new people coming in and just love it.
They are. It's just our days sometimes are slow, and I want to see the day shift staff. What can you come up with ideas to draw people? Like Michelle over at the log does the Prices Right every Tuesday now, where you go in, they open at 10, they have the Prices Right on, and then they have prizes. If you guess who's going to win, or you guess on whatever, you win a prize. So.
Yeah, fun stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I think things are going well. It's not the first January we've lost money, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I kind of want it to be the last.
March you've never been.
No. But with that then, if it's okay, then I'd just like to report that we're having, and Lori, I didn't know if you'd want to be in on this, a Serve Safe, I reported it last month with Gary Bicey on Sunday at 9:00. He's going to teach the staff tons of stuff about carding and serving and over-serving and when to cut off and how to cut them off. And then afterwards, he's so knowledgeable. I want to sit with him and go over our P&L because he can probably go, oh, yeah, this is too high or this is too low, or, you know, and work with me on that. So I'm very excited for that.
Who's Gary with?
He has been with MMBA, which is the Minnesota Municipal Beverage Association, forever. Served on the board. He ran Rogers Liquors off sale forever. He retired from there, but that was over $1 million just in their off sale a year. And yeah, I don't know if you met him. He came here when Steve was manager and tried to be an arbitrator of some sorts when we had the whole Sunny thing. Yeah.
I probably did meet him at one time.
I think you probably did. Just very knowledgeable, and it's free. I mean, the class isn't free, but his expertise is free. So.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few other things. Talked a little bit about wages being up and that kind of thing. Our staff, we've hired probably 6-7 staff members since November.
In the bar?
Yeah, at bar, in the kitchen. And
yeah, I mean,
so,
yeah.
So there's some additional costs there, and so that'll go by the wayside once we get everybody trained and on the same path that we're all thinking on. So variances, it's kind of an odd report, but if you look at it, the zero is what we're shooting for. If you look, we really started to make some hay in November and December. This should just follow what we're doing in Toast. And like I said, we're shooting for zeros, not quite there yet, but well on our way, so.
Definitely a massive improvement for
us. Yeah, that fourth quarter really is much better than the entire, real good.
And that's
what it's called. That's about all I have, Anne, unless you have something to add.
I think just tonight's a new thing. We started last week. It's Tina's Karaoke and Trivia. Last week was a little slow, but I think it was welcome, so hopefully tonight is better. We've got other events we're working on. And then I put on the agenda, and I'll keep it on there. Manager position. I just don't ever not want to have it on there in case someone wants to change things up or anything.
Well, I think we need to run this for a bit and see how things are going. I feel we don't need to look yet, but let's kind of keep an eye on things. And if it gets out of hand, then maybe we need to get
just involved. How are you feeling? How's Jess feeling? I mean, you got you have the heartbeat of what the city's doing every day.
Good. We have some stuff to work on. You know, it's all learning for Kim and Ella and Karen, even myself and Jess. But, yeah, I think we're going to start pulling together more on a regular basis and make sure everybody's doing, what needs to be done and who needs to do what and see and... if things don't go like we want, then we'll just have to be honest and realistic that then you're going to have to go out for your manager.
And I think that you are going to know that even before us.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of keeping everybody in the loop and how things are going. And we'll give it another month.
Right. And we did, full disclosure, we did have a gentleman who's a customer and has a long career in the industry send his resume and a letter just saying, hey, would you be interested in a cup of coffee and sitting down? I'd love to see what your needs are and if maybe I could be a part-time or the manager or a consultant. So I think... Gary and Randy and I will sit down with him after Gary Bicey's here because I want to get his take on it. Mm-hmm. And then, because I did tell this gentleman, right now council has it being taken care of internally with existing staff. So
I think it would be a very interesting conversation to have and just to see what he has to say.
And that's the thing, he might pick up just one little thing out of the conversation that, hey, we'll try that.
Yeah. Right. And
I don't know what this guy is looking for, if he's just truly wanting to help, or if he's trying to find a position, or...
Is he coming in as a patron there? Is he a big resident, or...?
He's a patron in here, and he lives between here and the golf course. That's what he said. I don't want to say his name on tape, but, yeah.
No, we'll like you say, we'll have a meeting with him, and then bring it back to what transpires.
Yeah. He just thought a casual sit down.
Yeah. I kind of like this. I mean, I'm very interested in what he might have to say. So, yeah, that's a good deal.
I think that's it, Randy, huh?
Yep, okay.
Lori, did you have anything?
So maybe we can work the variances down to zero by hold on to the end of the year.
I bet that it will be.
All right, then we got my report. We've got what it says here is Mayor Nisswan Mayor and Council situation. I've been watching that. I don't know who's aware of it, but I think from what I gather, it stems from the mayor of Nisswan speaking loudly against another council member in a public space. And then a person came up to her and told her that shouldn't be done. As we all well know, we don't talk city business and public spaces. And it's really turned into a bunch of a real rigmarole over there. The council is possibly voting for no confidence in her and wants her removed. She had called the police on this. The police investigated. It went nowhere. So this is just more of a deal where, you know, when we're talking about stuff, don't talk about it in public, you know, so. And that's all that one was, really. Council pay for absent members. I don't know, this is just something that, you know, if you're not working, you shouldn't get paid, kind of, or it's just a thought, you know.
Well, in like tonight's, if Tony makes an attempt to try to get on to be involved, maybe you can't vote, but as long as you're trying to be involved, I don't see there, think there should be a problem.
And being, if you're Zooming, that's fine too, but it's, I just, you know, come on, you got elected with a responsibility to make these meetings, and I guess
the guy who brought the sick and safe
thing, though.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you're
I didn't even think of
safety lap either. But anyhow, I just wanted to kind of bring that up. But probably nothing will change for now, but I just wanted to kind of say something about that.
Well, it's going to get abused. I mean, there's going to be a time when you can't make a meeting, and I wouldn't feel that I can't make a meeting if I don't even make an attempt to be in.
Well, there's occasions.
Because August.
Yeah, and the stipend that you get is not just for the meetings, it's for the work you do through the month, too.
Right.
So, it was just in conversation. I think Gary didn't, I don't think you knew that you get paid no matter what.
Right.
Yeah, I thought
you
only got paid
when
you
showed
up. No.
But anyhow, that's neither here nor there now, so and then, okay, then we'll move on to the approval for the mayor and council to attend the LMC training, which I think we've pretty near all been there. I don't know if Randy's made one or not. But they are, Juan and I went last year, and that was the first time I'd gone, and it was really a good meeting. So I'd just like to, I'll make the motion that we send any council or mayor that wants to go to that class.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, then.
Staff reviews.
It's just,
I think
we're kind of all over the place with them. So.
Right, I think that's, you know, like you and I just reviewed Chester at a 6 month, and he'll be coming up on a year one here soon. You know, we're supposed to be doing it, I think, in November
And we just, we've always, as long as I've been here, it's been kind of helter-skelter.
So I guess maybe I should look back and see when the last time VOOC was reviewed. And then I think bar staff, for sure.
Yeah, we want to review bar staff.
I think I've reviewed just in the last year, so I don't think that's necessary, but I should look to see when I was reviewed.
I don't know if we did you last year, did we?
I can't remember. I thought we had every intention, and it just...
Yeah, you may need a review, and then the bar staff, I think, so...
Yeah, so that's just an FYI.
Yeah, I think Chester's all right until his year comes up, so...
Yeah.
Mark and I just kind of looked at him, so we're all good here. The COLA, now, kind of torn on this a little bit, because we have given everybody kind of nice bumps here lately. The COLA's 2.8, which is... You know, not that great of a raise, but...
It's been where you're sitting.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
It's almost 3% raise.
Yeah. Which is nice no matter what. I shouldn't say it's not much, but it's a... But, you know, we've given everybody raises here lately. The bar staff got raises in, when was that? Not too long ago.
End of summer, fall?
End of summer. A lot of the Ann, Jess, Kim, Karen, and Ella have all gotten raises here.
Where do our bottom, our new hires fit as far as the other new hires in the area? I mean, we were saying that our upper echelon is probably okay for
Well, and if we were to give out COLAs, I think they'd go to the bartenders. That'd be
the lower.
Maybe we should
become unfair.
I think you almost got to do it across the board, don't you?
That's how we've done it, but then you also have to take into consideration they work for tips.
Right.
And they just got a big raise.
Right. So,
and we haven't always done it across the board. There was, I know, once, maybe twice, where the bar staff did not get a raise. Right now, I feel like I don't think you should make a decision tonight, because I feel it's on me to bring you the correct information as to where everybody's at, what they started, the raises that they've been given. I'm not in favor of a COLA.
Well, we gave, how much did we give all the bartenders here just recently? It was...
Well, they were all at the minimum wage, 11 something, and you boosted them to $12.50.
Yeah, so I'm guessing it was at least a dollar plus raise there.
But that's where I will come up with the exact percentages, you know, and do a spreadsheet for you.
Go through this next month.
Yeah, let's put this off till next month, if that's all right with everybody.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right.
With the COLA, quick
cost of living adjustment.
Quick question on that. Is that based off a percentage of their current salary?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it'd be a 2.85% or 2.8%. increase off of, say, if you're making $20 an hour.
All right, so let's see. We need to approve a recognition party for the city staff. I need a motion on that. I'll make that motion.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Do you care when? Can we just plan it?
Yeah, and then we'll come back and let everybody know when it is, I think. Okay, city offices are closed Monday, January 19th for Martin Luther King Day. And then that pretty much, then we've got, of course,
a letter on page 50 that was...
This is the correspondence. I was just going to...
He's on a different one, though, aren't you? What do you have?
Page 50?
He's got the resident.
Yeah, letter. That's where I'm at.
Okay.
Is that a different correspondence?
I thought he was talking about the canine.
Oh.
No, I was bringing up our last page in our minutes. And I was wondering, who is the road guy that's taking care of us up here now through Kerwin County? When he was here, I kind of grilled him.
Brad?
In October. In September.
Jordan? No, it's not Jordan. Is it Jordan Larson?
Could this letter be forwarded to him with two of these issues I brought up to you? or could you, can I come in tomorrow maybe and I'll...
I would like this to... this letter is kind of difficult because I took it one way and then I reread it and took it completely differently.
See it?
Mostly,
well, he didn't really break it down, but he's talking about the lower speed limit out here on County Road 3.
But he's fine with not having it lower. If you read into it, that's what I got out of it. I read it the first time and I thought he wanted it lowered, but then I read it again and I'm starting to think he doesn't want it lowered.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, the one thing is for sure, in the ditches, I know I brought up to whichever gentleman came from Crow Wing County, and I've not heard a word back from him. And they didn't even know, I don't know if you don't quite go by, you go by those people north at all. But
yeah.
There's two deep ravines that are on Jessica.
Oh, already up just past me.
Yeah. They haven't addressed those at all, and... To me, and they've already been one medical there several years ago now, but their mower doesn't even mow them because they're too deep. Why don't they address it?
Or get them.
And I'd like to, I'll come in tomorrow and talk to you about this, because I would like to follow up on John's letter.
Okay. I do have a appointment at 9 in Cross Lake. I should be here by 9.
Call me when you get, you need to be back here afterwards.
I'm
going to be tied up till noon for sure anyway, with a couple things.
All right, then I just had a couple comments here, I guess. Well, that letter on from the one fella about that I started reading, I didn't get around to it, about the donation to the, for the police dogs. Yeah, it's in our add-ons. You know, he's a deputy. He's looking for donations, I think, of... they've got a canine deal going on in Cross Lake, March 28th and 29th, and they will be hosting a raffle to help support the costs associated with this and benefit the participating canine team. So I think what they're doing is looking for a donation or, and I don't know, would we want to give out gift certificates from here or if we were to donate?
Yeah, we do it, and we kind of just go through, like, we have a box of clothing that was discounted, and now we were just saving it for a customer appreciation. There's some nice hoodies in there. You know, we could definitely
donate a couple large hoodies to their.
Yeah,
I personally would like to donate something to it.
Yeah.
I mean, from the city here.
You just tell us, yeah. Or a budget.
What would we?
You know, if we gave out a couple gift certificates and a few hoodies, gift certificates to get people coming here.
True.
Yep. Yeah, they double hit it. Yeah. What, $250 gift tickets and two hoodies?
That sounds good, yeah. Either that or four $25 ones.
If you're drinking, you can burn, if you sit down and eat, you're going to burn through a $50 bill.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm sure
you got two
suggestions. I guess we should vote on that. All in favor? Motion.
Somebody second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That was for $425 or?
I think $250 and a couple hoodies. I'll just be smart. Let's see. And then, you know, we solar update. We've got the solar on the roof that's producing electricity. Ann spoke with a gentleman yesterday. And we can bring up the solar array here. It's kind of cool. Not really sure what we're looking at, but we're trying to get it deciphered. See, now, from what we gathered, those darker ones along the bottom, of course, it's nighttime right now, so it, but the darker ones along the bottom, and then you see lighter ones, the darker ones are probably covered with snow or something. The lighter ones are actually producing. And as near as I think I've been able to figure out is if you look at these squares, the very top number on those, I believe is what the panel has actually produced, I think, in a day. I believe like one, you know, a dark one, yeah. A lighter one is, I'm looking at a 6.02, where a darker one doesn't have such a high number. The other numbers I'm unsure of.
Yeah, there's a dark. They're all clear now, though.
Kilowatt hours.
Yeah.
So 4.6 on the darker ones, 7 kilowatt hours. It's funny how much they vary, just one right next to it.
Absolutely. And there's some other numbers there that I'm unsure. We're going to ask and get a little better description on how all of this is.
So this is where we were today then, Gary.
Okay, we...
The CO2 reduction is 39.3 pounds so far. 0.3 trees planted. Don't ask me what it means. 2.1K phones charged.
So we have a lot of comparisons as to what we accomplished with our
life status.
We've got 2,000 phones we can charge here. And
does anybody here have Verizon?
Okay, speaking of that, Chester came to me.
It's up and running today. They turned it on today. Yesterday I had no bars when I was on Kegel, and today I drove by and they all lit up.
But Bob emailed me and he said it's not active yet.
So
but I said it has to be because I haven't had any bars and I've got full bars now.
I've got bars too.
Maybe it's under
testing. Yeah,
I have Verizon.
AT&T, Lucas was mean he had nothing. But they, the Verizon is up and running on the tower up here.
They don't notify anybody. No, that's kind of
you're right. I thought that was the reason they want the secondary deal so that there would be multiple users on.
Right, I thought there was two going to tie on right away.
And AT&T, well, you think would have to because they've got the international plan with FirstNet.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be for firefighters, first responders.
Tomorrow I'm going to go up 136 and see how the signal is up that way because. West Lake Road, some of them places have been dead for me too. I'm
the worst is about where that
and it should be anywhere up there, it should be good too.
Where that siren is from what the siren just towards Mitchell Lake is always the worst.
Yeah, I should be able to get a signal there because it, you can see the tower from there. So.
All right, open forum. Anybody got anything to say? Other than that, I'm going to move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. All right.